Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey, hey, everybody. Here it is. Hump day. Yay. It is, right?
It is.
How did I scare myself?
It is Wednesday.
Well, we're having a wet Wednesday evening here in beautiful Virginia Beach. But we are happy to be with you. I have my cards, so we don't have to give it.
You're coming in pretty good.
Oh, yeah, that's good. I have my cards, so I can show you, those of you that are tuning in from Facebook, that I'm using nothing but an ordinary deck of playing cards. That is what personal prophecy uses as its intuitive tool, is simply playing cards. And I'm going to turn it over to Jimbo so that he can finish. Once I get back to telling you, we don't do tarot here, so please don't confuse it. These aren't oracle cards or angel or any of the other many, many different systems that are out there. I think they're all good. I just have stayed strictly with personal prophecy as my grandmother taught it to me. So take it away, Jimbo.
All right, the normal spiel. The phone number, because that's the primary means to call in, that number is 515-602-9676. Call in. Get in. There's unlimited amounts of spots to be held, go on hold. First thing that will happen is they'll tell you, go on hold, you go on hold, you hear the show. We physically see you, so you're not going to get forgotten like on some weird government line where you're on hold. You're good. We'll get you. If you get disconnected, you call back. It's cool. When we do our actual live, when you're finding it, please don't be speakerphone or Bluetooth if you can help it. It just comes bad on our end. And background noise and stuff, maybe multitasking, stop all that. Just chill, relax, have a good time for your reading if you can. Also, for the folks that can't dial the phone, typically our overseas folks, a lot of our Facebook Live viewers, you can messenger us. You have to messenger Deborah Lee. Don't messenger the Psychic Love Doctor Show, and you have to be friends with Deborah Lee. But as far as you messenger, folks, only can we tell everybody to, because there's no automatic cool hold system. We would just have to hang up on you if we weren't ready for you. So, and everybody else, if you don't like doing all that, if we get times and pauses, we'll turn to the folks that are in here and just want to type their question into us. That's fine. We can do it all. So was there any topic that you wanted to talk about today, or are you going to wait a little bit before we start having our topics?
Yeah, let's start next week.
Okay.
We're going to have like a five-minute little topic of intuitive insights that have been gleaned over the years.
There should be some physical changes here since somebody's going to be in another part of the country.
Yeah, I'll be coming to you beginning on Monday, coming through over the portal. Well, it'll be a different
look. It'll be the same, but different. It'll be a white one. It'll be a white version of that, and we'll have it facing so you can see her in the cards. But
yes, but I'll still be here. It's the magic of technology,
yes,
folks.
Technology.
Yes. So, Friday, I have a wonderful surprise for you. Just a minute. Summer.
Uh-oh.
I lost her last name.
Pop in here.
Oh, geez.
That was me.
Okay.
What's weird, I just clicked something and it did something weird. But anyway, yeah. Go ahead.
Summer will be here, and I've just spaced out her last name.
Well, Summer's good enough, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It is, a first name basis.
She is a actual professional practitioner. She does something quite different than we do, and I think you're going to find it fascinating.
She won't physically be here, but she'll be she'll be a call-in, and she'll be on audio. So you hear her voice, but that's...
Well, I think that it would be good for her to be able to come through the portal.
She's
see
then
what
you won't
she
be
wants.
Oh, I keep forgetting because you're right. Well, you guys
because
have to figure
of what
it out.
She does. I think she needs to see them.
We'll have to work it out.
It's really interesting. I hope you won't have to miss it. Just join us again Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and Summer Avalon. I remember.
Oh, I would have.
She's here.
I would forget that.
Yes, she will be coming to you. Through the magic again of technology.
Hey, I'm going to give international shout out to Laura, our very own Laura from Canada.
Laura, oh, glad to have you with us.
Okay, I think we good with our meet and greet.
I think so.
Let's turn to those phone lines. Folks.
Let's do that.
Rock and roll daddy-o. Let's go to our first caller, 423 Tennessee, 423, your caller number uno.
Hello, welcome to the show. And who are we speaking to?
It's Luna.
Well, Luna, hello.
Luna is number one.
How you doing there, sweetie?
Oh, trying to stay cool. My air conditioning is about had it today.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's definitely start falling apart because
the ones
that aren't top shape, they start dropping off like flies from all the stress. Yep.
Yeah, mine's original to the house, so it's almost 20 years old.
Yeah, time to get a new one.
Once you get over like 10, you start holding your breath on anything.
But you know those window air conditioners, you know what I'm saying.
They're good in an emergency. Yes.
They are not that expensive either.
I lived in a 3-bedroom ranch.
Yeah.
And I had 3 window units, and it kept that place plenty cool inside.
Oh, it was.
Not the most efficient method, but coolness comes over the dollar sign to me. But anyway, it's always good for backup. I mean, you can get a cheap one for $100 for an emergency. Just stick it in your bedroom so you can sleep at least.
Yeah, and you know it is a trade-off between a bill and comfort.
It is, you know, and I know that the perfect world is to have both the low bill and the comfort, but times like these, it gets rough, boy.
Oh, it does.
When it's blazing death heat.
We wasn't expecting to get this hot this early.
Oh, I know.
It, but, you know, everybody jumps on this it's global warming. See, it's like, you know, but I do remember many years ago when I was younger here, there were days where it was like, what in the hell's going on in June? It's like pushing up 90s already. I'm ready to cry. It happens.
We're going to suffer later.
And then we've had cold Junes, you know. It's like we go through like many cycles of years. We've had Junes where it's like, geez, I wish it would warm up. So anyway.
I remember when I had my son in July, it was cold the day I brought him home. And he was born in the dead of summer, and it was like 65 outside when I brought him home.
It's so bizarre. And then like you would dream of seeing that temperature even at night, you know, yeah. Right.
Oh, my God, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, typically, and probably same with her, too, where the climates are very similar. It gets in the 80s in July and August. That just sucks at night. You're like, come on, how about a little bit more relief than that, you know?
The wonder of ceiling fans, they help.
It does help. Yeah, I mean, everything helps, too, but yeah. You know, what used to help me,
no.
Believe it or not?
What? Oh, jeez.
Is, you know, you're... Mr. and Mrs. Water, your water heater, if you have a water bed, you could turn that little heater down a lot down in the summertime, and that actually makes a difference. Because you figure, what's room temperature, typically, even if it's kind of nasty? Even if it's nasty, it's 80 in your house, that's still a lot cooler than your 98.6 body temperature, so it actually cools you off nicely.
Feels hot, though.
Doesn't feel hot when it's 80. Well, I'm just throwing a number out there.
Yeah.
The air temperature, the water's going to be different. But that's how I got through the hurricane when we lost all that power. Like, the power was gone for like 10 days. I had a waterbed. Didn't have any air conditioning, no fans, no nothing. I had no power. But you know what? When I crawled in that waterbed, it's like, yeah, you know, I think that helped a lot because it was cool even though it was death outside. So anyway, let's get to a reading.
All right, Luna, what's up?
Get her done.
Well, speaking of my son, I just wanted to see if you could do like a general read for him. You know, he's one of those quiet kids. He won't tell me what he's thinking and stuff. So I just want a general read about him and see, you know, like a health reading or spiritual reading, something like that. Just see how he's doing.
What is he, seven, six?
7. He'll be 8 next month.
Okay. Well, you know what? I have children.
I wasn't a chit-chatty person about my.
But once they get older, you can't shut them up.
My mouth was a lot, but yeah. It wouldn't run about how my health felt, unless it was like obvious and I had pneumonia, which I did a lot. But anyway,
what's his first name again, Luna?
Wyatt.
Oh, I like that, Wyatt. Wyatt Earp.
Yep. That's what everyone called him in the hospital when he was born.
Yep, that's right. The Earp brothers. Wyatt Morgan Burgel. All right, let's see here.
Well, I've taken the liberty of looking at his cards rather than yours. Let's take we're going to get a real good look at what's up with and for Wyatt. We are able to do this at the office where I've worked. They called it metaphysical spying. But I don't know. I like to think of it as just finding out what makes people tick. You know, and we can also project into the future, Luna, at least 10 years with him.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I mean, and he's at an age where they all are, where he's in constant state of change because his brain's growing, his body's growing. You know, you'd be surrounded by different people with different influences and personalities, you know. You got a 7-year-old or a 6-year-old, you don't know what they're going to be like at 12 or 15 or 18.
I have one son that walked around and cried. Do you remember the second one, Jim, that I would tell you about? Walked around through all the home movies and did nothing but cry till like 10 years old. All he'd ever been is a crier. And today he's like a multi-million dollar web business owner. So you just never know, okay? As for Wyatt, interesting. He is going to become a great communicator, but it will be through the written word mainly, is what I'm seeing for him. Right now, I kind of hate to tell you this, he feels lonely, you know, as in having a sibling, somebody to beat up. Well, you know, I had a sister, and a lot of times we played together. We were 18 months apart. But then there were other times we couldn't wait to kill each other. So I think that is one thing. If you both were to, you know, go further ahead and have another baby, that would help. It's going to be a big age span. But I think that Wyatt would really find a lot of enjoyment in helping to take care of his baby brothers. So I just thought I'd put that out there for you. These are all his cards. He's going to have a teacher this year, this coming year, that is really going to inspire him. She's a female here. She's coming